Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Go through each of those categories and give yourself a score. And when you give yourself a score, you're literally saying, where am I showing up on the six levels?
Best ever listeners, you ready to take your online advertising into the big leagues? Are you ready to get more leads? Well, how about we do all this for free? Yeah, sure, free. Well, it starts out with a free strategy session with Dan Barrett. You recognize his name, episode 565, titled Google AdWords and Cutting Edge Strategies. He's the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. That's why I'm talking about him. And he's managed over $1 million of client spend and scored an 80th percentile for or higher for best practices. Basically, he knows his stuff. And he is offering a free strategy session for 1 hour to do a deep dive with you and learn about your market and collaboratively come up with an online advertising strategy based on your target audience. And he's offering to do this for the best ever listeners. Go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. Now, I mentioned free. Well, the strategy session is free. And then you can either take the online advertising strategy that he comes up with on the call and go implement it yourself. There you go. It's free. Or you can have him and his agency do it for you. It's a turnkey solution. And by the way, that likely will end up being free too, assuming that you're closing on the leads that he's generating for you as a result of all the efforts. Go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. He's got some amazing stuff. Ask him about the pre-targeting for direct mail lists that he does. It's something unique to their company, and it's pretty exciting stuff. He's noticing some tremendous results as a result of doing pre-targeting. So ask him about that. AdWordsNerds.com/Joe. Best ever listeners, welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any fluffing. Well, it is the world's longest running, and holy cow, this is episode 1,000. And I wanted to have Trevor McGregor on the show because I've been working with him for about three and a half, four years now as my business slash life coach. And he gave me the suggestion to do a podcast. So without him, this podcast would not be around. And so what a way to kick off the next 1,000 episodes to have him on the show and talk through the real estate ladder of success. And if you recognize his name, then you are a loyal Best Ever listener. So bravo to you. He'd been on a couple episodes, but he gave his best ever advice on episode 320. So with that being said, Trevor, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
I am doing really well, and nice to have you back on the show. A little bit more about Trevor. He is a master coach with the Tony Robbins Group. He's done over 10,000 hours of coaching for 25 years. He has started and grown successful enterprises, including his real estate investment firm. He is a real estate investor who has done fix and flips, buy and holds, and wholesaling. And you can say hi to him at his website, trevormcgregor.com. That link will be in the show notes page. You'll hear some Canadian in his accent, and that's because he is Canadian. He's based in Vancouver, Canada. With that being said, Trevor, before we dive into the real estate investor ladder of success and what that is, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background?
Absolutely, Joe. And before we do that, congratulations on your 1,000th show. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to see what you've done. And I just wanted to give you a shout out, and the feedback that I'm hearing and obviously the listeners are giving you is tremendous. So great job in keeping that going.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. So a little bit about me. Joe is right. I am from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I am a master platinum peak performance coach. I coach predominantly real estate professionals, whether they're investors or agents, land developers, a little bit of self-storage, a little bit of assisted living. I've got a portfolio that encompasses a lot of different wealth-building asset classes, and I love it. My background is in corporate. I spent 25 years in a real estate and hospitality company building it up, and ultimately found that my passion was helping people, whether it was one of our staff members or whether it was a vendor or whether it was another real estate professional I was meeting. I was always interested in understanding who they were and what made them tick. And ultimately, I think that's what led me to becoming a coach and doing this full time, Joe.
Well, there are a lot of directions I could take this conversation, because understanding who people are and what makes them tick, and holy cow, that would be another conversation for another time. So I'll table that for this episode. Let's talk about this real estate investor ladder of success. And I'm repeating what you've created. So how about you tell us what the heck that is?
Absolutely. This came to me as part of my own journey as a real estate investor, and obviously seeing other investors like you and many of your listeners. What makes an investor successful? What differentiates them from somebody who maybe is a newbie or has been in the business for a while but just can't seem to get to the next level? So I'll go on to share what the ladder is in just a minute, but I think that it's absolutely paramount that we identify, again, the five key reasons why real estate investors can't scale their business or go to that next level. Can we do that now, Joe?
Yeah, please.
Absolutely. And number one is limiting beliefs. It's the doubt. It's the fear. It's the anxiety. It's the questions around, well, what if I fail? And so limiting beliefs are the number one thing that I find hold investors back from really going out there and doing what they're capable of doing. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You bet. Number two is lack of a strategic plan. Tony Robbins says, if those that fail to plan, plan to fail. And if you don't have a recipe or a roadmap or a blueprint that takes you from where you are to where you want to go, you might end up somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You got it. Number three is what we say is a lack of consistent and persistent action. If you're not getting up every single day as an investor and doing the right things in the right order at the right time, you're fooling yourself. Yep. And that leads us to number four, which is lack of leverage. And leverage is really in two parts, Joe. Leverage means the big, fat, compelling reasons why you want to go to the next level. And it also means having other people involved and leveraging other tasks or duties or abilities to them, because it's hard to do it by yourself. We need investors. We need appraisers. We need brokers. We need GCs and general contractors. So you really want to check in with your leverage. And then number five is a lack of accountability, which means if you don't have somebody holding your feet to the fire or you reporting back to them once you've completed a task, oftentimes the law of diminishing intent kicks in and you don't get to your results as quick as you could be. So I really wanted to put those back out there so your listeners could take a look at that and now ask themselves, Which one or two or three of those could be holding them back? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, the lack of consistent and persistent action, that tends to be something I've seen from a lot of investors and just professionals in general who are not successful, because I think Tony or you or someone said that we tend to overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, but underestimate what we can accomplish in 10 years. And so often we just don't do something consistently over 2, 3, 4 years because we get upset or disappointed in the results or lack thereof after 1 year. And I can tell you, this is episode 1000 of the podcast, and there's no way I would be talking through this microphone being able to say that my company controls $130+ million with the real estate, and we've done it within the last 24 months, actually less than that, if I didn't have a podcast that I did consistently for the last 1,000 days.
That is so true, and hats off to you, because you are absolutely living proof that you have to be out there looking for deals, be out there looking for investors, doing all the things that add to your arsenal of what I call professional pillars. Those are people that support you in helping you go to from where you are to where you want to be. And you're right about that quote. Tony says, we overestimate what we can do in a year, but underestimate what we can do in 2, 3, 5, or 10 years. So with that said, I took that and I took a look at some of the investors that I coach all over the U.S. or my investors in Europe or New Zealand or Australia or even Asia. And I started to look at the effort that they put forth, and I came up with a little spin on a Tony Robbins concept, and I've combined a little bit of what Tony talks about and a little bit of what I've seen, and it's called the Real Estate Investor Ladder of Success. And I know I shared this at the Best Ever Conference a few weeks back in Denver, Colorado, which was phenomenal, by the way, and that it has really resonated with all types of investors out there. It doesn't matter if you're new. It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned professional. I think that once I go through the different levels on the ladder, that people will really respond and be able to say, you know what, here's where I'm showing up in different areas. Does that make sense?
I love it.
And so what I'd love to do is have all of the listeners get a picture on the screen of their mind of something like this. I want you to picture a ladder with 6 rungs on it. And the ladder obviously goes from the ground up. And I want you to understand that I'm going to be talking about each level of the ladder, all 6 levels, starting at the bottom and moving north. So I want you to draw out a ladder. Even if you have a pen and paper, draw out this ladder. And the very first rung on the ladder is what I call showing up poor, P-O-O-R. We often say in real estate that if you show up poorly in doing something, let's say it's property management, what kind of results do you think that you get if you show up poorly as a real estate investor these days, Joe?
Well, I know the answer, Trevor. Do you want me to answer? I've already talked to you about this.
I know, and we've been through this for
no
many
results.
Years. And that's right. You get no results. In fact, it's worse than that, Joe. Poor equals pain. You know that as a property manager, if your property management isn't good, poor doesn't equal poor. It actually hurts. It's like a kick in the teeth. It gives you pain. Now, I know that these are best ever listeners, and they don't do anything poorly. So let's go up to level 2 on the ladder. Because level 2 is where you give it more effort, and you show up in what we call good, G-O-O-D. So I want the listeners to think for a minute. If you show up good in today's real estate world, what kind of results do you think that equals? Joe, what do you think it equals?
Poor.
Correct. Good isn't good enough anymore. There's too many people out there looking for deals, vying for investors. So we often say that good these days equals poor results. So that's level 2, or the second rung on the ladder. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And I'll give an example of that. If you're just good at communicating with your general contractor, is good enough to get you to your best outcome?
No, not to the best outcome.
Correct. So I invite the listeners to go up one more rung on the ladder. And that is what we call level 3, and that is showing up great. So imagine yourself, if you're a real estate investor that has efforts that are great. In today's world, again, great isn't great enough because we say that great equals what, Joe?
I'm going to go with good.
You got it. And by now, your listeners should start seeing the pattern. Poor equals pain, good equals poor, and great equals good. If you're just great at finding deals today, when there's literally tons of other investors out there doing the same thing, being great at finding deals will give you good results. But I'm telling you, there's three more levels on the ladder. Would you like to hear what they are?
Yep.
Great. Before we go any further, I want the listeners to imagine a horizontal line that runs across the ladder above the word great. So you should have poor, good, great, and then a little line that runs across the ladder. And as we go up to level four, it's where you start playing the game of real estate at what we call above the line. And rung number four is what we call excellent. If you show up as an excellent real estate investor today, what kind of results do you think that equals, Joe?
Great.
You got it. So if you're excellent at negotiating deals or negotiating terms or finding anything like that in your toolkit, you're going to get great results. But there's still two levels left, so stay with me here, because we literally go from excellent to rung number five, which is what we call outstanding. If you show up outstanding as a real estate investor, and if you're following the pattern with Joe and I, you know that outstanding equals what, Joe?
Excellent.
You got it. So as an outstanding investor, if you're outstanding at raising capital, you know what? You're going to have excellent results and be able to rinse and repeat it and do more deals. But there is one level left, and that is level six. And that is what we call extraordinary. Because if you apply yourself and you wake up every day and you show up extraordinarily in everything you do, Joe, what kind of results does that produce?
Outstanding.
Absolutely. And there's one thing that you do better than anybody, which is show up in that modality. And I'll give you an example of something that I've always been impressed with you with, and that is having a unique selling proposition or having a platform or being able to market who you are and what you do. Because imagine if your listeners just worked on their elevator pitch and they were either outstanding or extraordinary in that pitch. Do you think that they'd attract more people to their real estate outcomes?
Absolutely.
You bet. And so my question to all of us as fellow real estate investors is, where are you showing up today? Are you poor? Are you good? Are you great? Or are you playing above the line and you're excellent, outstanding, or extraordinary? Because it's a choice. And we often say that there is no failure. There's only feedback. So maybe you're playing at level three right now and you want to go to level four. Or maybe you're playing at level four and you want to go to level five. Because you have to align your state, your story, and your strategy each and every day to be able to show up and do it at that level. And here's something that I also found really interesting, is that it takes a massive jump to go from poor up to good. It's massive, Joe. But to go from good to great is literally about 1 yard or 1 meter. To go from great to excellence is about 1 foot. That means you got to do things just a little bit better. To go from excellent to outstanding is almost 6 inches. And then, just like an Olympic athlete, to go from outstanding to extraordinary or extraordinary is what we call a 2 millimeter shift. It's the small things, it's the subtle differences in how you show up and how you play full out that are really going to allow you to live at the highest level. So with all of that, Joe, and based on the number of people that you coach and you mentor and you do deals with, where do you see people showing up on this, and how would you say it applies to what you see in our best ever listeners?
One thing that stands out to me is the compound effect, because even if it is just a millimeter shift from one level to another at the top, if you do that shift and you're playing at that new level consistently, then there's a compound effect, and that will increase your results exponentially. And not just to talk theory, but just to talk actual practical terms, again, I go back to the daily podcast and how it was not my mom, my dog, and my dad, and maybe one of my brothers and maybe my sister on Sundays would listen to my podcast originally, but then the more I did it, the more of a compound effect, and now it's grown pretty well. And I use that analogy for other aspects of my business that I know deliver results and do have a compound effect. Another example is when I write a book, I mail out the book to every one of my investors and sign it and write them a personal note. And I know that them having that book, I've basically infiltrated their living room permanently, unless they throw it out. But I basically infiltrated their living room and wherever they put the book eventually. And that certainly has a compound effect. And it's a smart way of doing it because it is a one and done for me, but the return is in perpetuity. And that's where what you're talking about really resonates with me, because once we make that 2-millimeter shift, the results compound on top of each other. And in some cases, it can be an endless return on our effort after we make that shift.
That is spot on, Joe. And congratulations for that, because that compound effect or that ripple effect is also called going the extra mile. And again, how you do anything is how you do everything. So there's some beautiful examples with the podcast and with you sending out the book, but it also applies to other areas of your life. And I know you pretty well at this stage, and we've worked together a long time. I know that you play at a certain level on the ladder with your fiance. Yep. I know you play on a certain level on the ladder with your health. I know you play on a certain level with your very own personal development and your commitment to work with mentors and trainers and teachers and coaches. And I am absolutely continually impressed with you because you are always either at or above the line in my eyes. So how does that feel?
It feels great. It's nice to, and thank you for that. How can we have an objective evaluation of where we are at? And are there certain categories that we should evaluate more than others?
That's a great question. And what I say to my investors that I coach is, it's really situation specific. We've all got things that we're really good at and that we love to do, and we kind of default to that. And we know that there's other areas in real estate that we need to seek other advice. So I think the categories that you would break it down into is, well, who are you? What is your X factor or your unique selling proposition, or what is your platform, or what are you really good at? Is it finding deals? Is it working with contractors? Is it raising capital? Is it property management? And literally go through each of those categories and give yourself a score. And when you give yourself a score, you're literally saying, where am I showing up on the 6 levels? Am I good? Am I great? And if so, what would I have to do differently to go to excellent? Because in my mind, Joe, it's not about having necessarily a quantum leap and going from good up to extraordinary. It's starting to understand that it's the little things that add up to the big things. Going to some networking events, putting in more offers, driving more neighborhoods, getting really good at asking investors for capital. And again, we always want to shine our shield and sharpen our sword, so to speak, so that we know we're getting better. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
You bet. And everybody listening to this has an opportunity to check in with themselves and literally do this. That is, raise your standards. Because at the end of the day, Joe, you know as well as I do that it's your standard. And it's literally changing yourself from saying, I should, to I must. And when you do that and you resolve to get better, that's when you end up having the world's number one longest daily running podcast. You've written successful books and you put on successful conferences and you go out there and keep doing deals like I know you're doing. Mm-hmm. True, true.
True. I love it. Trevor, thank you for being on the show. Where can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
Thank you, Joe. And yes, you can go to www.coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. And for any listener that wants to check in with me and have a call or find out a way for them to go up the ladder, I'd be more than happy to facilitate some of the listeners and certainly offer up my services free of charge to do that. So again, Sweet. coachwithtrevor.com.
Trevor, thank you again for being on the show. As always, I take something away, usually multiple things away from our conversations, and today was no different. The Real Estate Investor Ladder of Success, basically where society thinks we're playing at, the results actually are one level lower than that. So we need to constantly strive to go higher and higher up the ladder to extraordinary. And the higher we get, the smaller the shifts need to be, but there's a compound effect once we do those shifts over a long period of time, as you said, being consistent with a persistent action plan. Thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day. And thanks for celebrating episode 1000 with us. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe. Take care, my friend.
Got your free strategy session to generate online leads yet? Well, if not, go to adwordsnerds.com/Joe. Dan Barrett's going to give you a concrete online advertising strategy by the end of the conversation. You can choose to implement it yourself, or you can work with his team and they'll implement it for you. AdWordsNerds.com/Joe. Ready to enter the minds of successful entrepreneurs and millionaires? Are you ready to excel in your entrepreneurial and investing journey? The new podcast, Before the Million, studies phenomenal entrepreneurs and their path to millions. Journey through exclusive interviews, giving you all the secrets to mimic their successes. Listen and subscribe to Before the Millions podcast at BeforeTheMillions.com. That's BeforeTheMillions.com.